storms of life.
He speaks, the terrorist, Amin Azwari. We'll let you hear a little bit of that. Also, speaking of speaking, the congressman from New York, Pete King, has a bunch to say about 9/11 survivors. And so does Congressman Anthony Weiner as well from New York. And I think you probably agree with some of what they had to say. Speaking of agreeing, it looks like the Republican Party is agreeing to forget all the things they said about Christine O'Donnell, the Tea Party candidate who was one of the big winners in the primaries in Delaware, knocking off a big-time Republican incumbent who forever and a day had been a congressman from that state, Mike Castle, nine times, and also was a very, very popular governor, and all of the GOP verbal backing and some money was going to Castle. So it looked like they were completely abandoning O'Donnell. Now, suddenly, a day later, we raised the shades on the day. It looks a little bit better, and lots of people were donating to her campaign through the Internet. Also, you had the Republican Party chairman, Michael Steele, come out and say, yeah, we're supporting her. And then you had the coffers open up to the tune of $42,000, which is the maximum they can give through the Republican senatorial committee. So we'll see how well she does against the Democrat, who's not getting as much publicity as she is because of, I think, the Tea Party thing, the grassroots movement. But we'll dive into that as we move along here. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, welcome to it. I hope you stick around. Sometimes we talk about aliens and spaceships, although it's been a while. And last time I was talking about asteroids possibly hitting the Earth. I know there's a guy down the dial that does it well. He has a gazillion affiliates, so we're glad that you're hooked and tuned into us. And like I said, we might be talking about aliens eventually. Otherwise, we talk about all the water cooler buzz that you can possibly imagine. You know that song, Life is a Highway? Life is a highway for me, and there's just never enough time. There are so many fascinating, interesting, and terrible, disgusting, brutal things happening across this great land that it's worth talking about all of it. I kind of think of us as a box of Cracker Jacks. You never know what you're going to get. So right from the get-go here on ATN, at the top of the show, we're going to take a call. But before we do that, I was talking about Christine O'Donnell and whether she's getting the backing or not. John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, had plenty to say about the Delaware primary. Here's his take.
The voters of Delaware have spoken, and you're going to continue to hear the American people speak, not just last night, but you're going to hear them speak loud and clearly come November. You've heard me talk all year about the rebellion that's going on in America. I've never seen more Americans engaged in our government in my lifetime.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I don't care what your stripes are. I have never seen more people engaged in what's happening in the government or going to rallies or talking about it wherever they are, whether it's out at dinner, whether it's out at a salon or barbershop or whatever. In fact, in my conversations where people have no clue that I even do a talk show, I've had a lot of people, you know, talk politics, ask what I think, or they talk about what they think or that kind of thing. So he's absolutely 100% right, and I think that's a good deal. The more people that get involved, the more people that vote, the better. It's your right to vote. Remember, it's we the people, you should vote. Let's go to Sam in Montreal, who won't vote in our elections. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
I'm doing good. How about you, buddy?
Like I always say, simply fantastic.
I love it. You are the optimist.
Cockeyed optimist. Is
there you go. There you go.
As Julie would call me. Okay, you mentioned that one of the parties has a rule that, is it just a party rule or is it a federal government rule that you're allowed to donate up to $42,000?
It's a federal government rule.
Okay. Anything above that, do you have to report it, or is it, or does the government say?
Well, no. That's all they give. That's all the senatorial committee can give. Because think about it, for all the Senate seats that they would have open or people running, they wouldn't have enough money. They have to raise money, and then they decide where they're spending it.
Okay, so a certain person from Connecticut, I don't think she has to worry about people donating to her campaign.
No, she's got money, just like Meg Whitman in California.
Yeah, she's got money coming out of the yin-yang. Okay, here in Canada, the federal government has just said they're going to buy 63 new stealth bombers worth $9 billion. And the opposition parties have said, we have better things to do with $9 billion than buy some new stealth bombers. Where Stephen Harper said, excuse me, our aging planes are like, as he put it, older than old. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, we do need some more, you know, we do need some new airplanes, some defense of our country. At the same time, I can understand how the opposition government's feeling, the opposition parties are feeling, so I don't know if those will bring down Stephen Harper's government. I hope it doesn't, because I am getting a little sick and tired of, I'm getting a little sick and tired of these, you know, elections coming up here in Canada. I mean, you people are lucky. I mean, you can have it every 4 years. But, you know, with us, it's like, is Stephen Harper going to open his mouth and put his foot in it to bring down the government? Who knows? You know, we thought our politics is interesting. And yes,
your politics is interesting because it seems like you're always voting every single time we talk to you. How many times do you vote?
I don't know, but since I've known you, and I can't believe it's been 4 years, and I call you a very good friend.
Yes, and we are so happy that you call the show all the time. You are a definite friend of the show, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we've had like three elections. No joke. I think we've had like three.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, someone wants me just to put in a little sports analogy. What's black and white? The last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the pictures of the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup.
That's good. You can apply that to a lot of different teams. That's a joke I could tell. I could remember that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Now, also, I was speaking to a certain rabbinical person in Israel.
Uh-huh.
And he saw on the Internet Achad Denejad's interview. I don't know if you heard he was talking.
Yes, he talked with Andrea Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, like both him and I agreed. Either he was dropped on the head, he was dropped on the ground and hit on the head too many times as a baby, or he's been smoking some pretty weird stuff. No way. You know, he's accusing, like, I think, you know, Israel of being spies for the U.S. and that Israel should stop building.
Right.
Well, excuse me, with all due respect, if there are any people of Palestinian descent listening, I do apologize for this. We'll never see peace there because, don't forget, Netanyahu's got a right-wing coalition. And if he dares give up one piece of land, they're going to the polls in Israel. Anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, Ahmadinejad, he just spews whatever he feels like throwing out there. Anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-whatever. And when you give him the open mic, when you do the interview, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to get. Thanks, Sammy. Coming up on the flip side, more on the pipe explosion in California.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
So here's the scoop. San Bruno, California, looked like a little piece of hell last week when a pipe burst. And when we're saying a pipe, a gas line burst. And this gas line was one that was tagged to be fixed, to be replaced, really, since 2007. You know, they saw it, said it had to be replaced, wanted to have it done 2009, didn't get done. Ooh, okay, then we need some more money because there was money that was allotted, $5 million. Now we need another $5 million. It'll be done in 2013. Ooh, I guess it's just a little bit too late. Tell that to the families of the 4 people who were killed in that horrible accident, and then the scores of people who were injured. And it makes you think, I mean, look, we all live somewhere, right? I don't care if you live in an apartment. I don't care if you live in a condominium. I don't care if you live in your mama's basement or you have your own house somewhere. You got gas lines that are going through those neighborhoods. So how many of us are living near a ticking time bomb? And now apparently because of what happened in San Bruno, there's going to be a massive investigation and checking other pipes and what are the regulations. But it's still that same thing where we always react instead of being in front of the ball. Accidents can happen, of course, yes. But when something specifically is on the board to be fixed, you got to be kidding me. What is wrong with the idiots at PG&E? Yes, they have a gazillion projects, and I can think of a million excuses to give them. But when you look at the paperwork and you look at neighborhoods from L.A. to San Francisco to San Diego to whatever, when you look at the projects that are on the board and you see that a line is too old and outdated and says it's one of the riskiest lines you have in the whole entire state, and that you even have a way to pay for it, why aren't you doing it? What's the excuse for that? It makes no sense to me. Here's what Bill Schuster said. He talked about the pipeline safety, stepping it up, and just how mind-boggling this whole thing is. Listen.
It's boggling, boggles my mind. It's stunning to me that the White House, the administration, was unable to come up with a proposal until, again, 30 days after a tragedy occurs. The administration expects to be taken seriously on transportation issues across the board. They need to start stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, stepping up to the plate is right. And remember, that was one of the proposals about this whole infrastructure thing. It goes along with the bridges and everything else. And in the case of PG&E, shame on them, because they had it there. It was in their grasp, and they didn't do anything. And I guarantee there's going to be settlements, and so what? The people get the money, but it doesn't build back the lives that doesn't give back the lives that were lost or build back what was lost in that neighborhood. I can't even imagine. I mean, it really did. It looked like a little scene out of Iraq. It looked like, if you just looked at it, showed someone a picture, hey, what do you think this is? It looked like a bomb went off. Let's go to Rick in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
You did not nail the score.
No, but I got my team, though. I did
voice. There you go. No, I picked Dallas.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not a fan of Dallas, as you know. And listen to my score. My score was 21-17. And you picked the Skins. You're right. You picked 23-17. The final score, 13-7. That was a pathetic game by the Cowboys.
Yeah, I thought they scored more points than that. But
yeah.
At least Washington won, so.
The mistakes were crazy.
Yeah. But seeing on you talking about that PG&E, but you know, a lot of these gas pipes have been put in back in the 50s, 60s, and a lot of stuff was built over now, so it'd be kinda hard to replace them on. I know where I live at. They got roads over them now and everything.
Yeah.
And you're talking major money to try to replace the pipeline, so.
Oh, well, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to just have to start selling lemonade. Please buy this glass of lemonade so my neighborhood doesn't blow up.
It's tough, but, you know, a lot of stuff is built over now. I mean, over the pipeline.
You're right, but in the case of that neighborhood, they knew it was bad. They had the way to pay for it and then asked for more money, too. So they didn't start the work when they were supposed to. The problem.
Yeah. I mean,
you're right, you make a great point. You're absolutely right. When things are started, if you start in the 50s and 60s, you look at where we are now and you look at major cities, even suburbs and how big the sprawl has gotten, and it hasn't caught up. A lot of it hasn't caught up. That's the problem where in the East you have the public transportation, and you have it in some other areas, but usually, for the most part, when you go out west, people are car dependent because you don't have that kind of infrastructure with trains and subways and stuff. And yeah, and the roads are getting crucified with the people that are riding over them.
Yeah.
Plus they say we're all obese. So what are in the car? It's like 2,000 pounds or something. I don't know. So it's going over the roadways.
But you seen the new look like the other Kate?
Kate Gosselin?
Yeah, she said she got a bikini body back.
Yeah, what did she see? She said she worked hard. Did she work hard with the scalpel or what?
No knife, no nothing. I must have been exercising something.
Wow.
But she said she got a bikini body back. But I see that they said that Crystal Palin can't dance, so maybe they'll put you on standby.
You don't want to see that. No, 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 no. Don't even push for that. Oh, that would be brutal. I can't. There's just no way. I'm an okay. You know what? I'm a decent dancer, but not ballroom dancer.
Yeah. Well, they say she can't do that. She can't move her hips or anything.
And you know what I don't understand, Rick? I get that all these people, they want their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
And so they're just, and plus they're getting some money for it, and it can lead to other things, and they know that, so agents are pushing them to get the exposure. But when you're really brutal and, like, almost humiliating, why would you want to do that? I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation.
No, I want to do something that at least I know I can do.
Right, that you have at least a chance at, right. Even if you don't win whatever it is, but you have a shot at being at least respectable in it. I don't get why people do that, but I guess I'm answering my own question. Thanks, Rick. Call in for our next Nail the Score. Don't forget. Nail the Score, as he was just talking about, we were just talking about in the top of that conversation, is coming up in our next show. It's in the third hour, so just remember that, the third hour. It's so easy. It's like taking candy from a baby. No, not really. I hope it's so easy for someone. Because this is the second week of the NFL. We go all the way through the NFL and into the playoffs. And all you have to do is call in once we have the random game of the week chosen through the computer and tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. And maybe you'll win the big prizes. And these are fat prizes. And you know the kind of fat I'm talking about, the good fat. Meaning that I know some of you are old school, so I don't want to confuse anyone. There is food coupons and movie coupons and T-shirts. I mean, all kinds of good stuff. And it's bursting at the seams. So I got my fingers crossed that somebody's going to be able to claim the big prize this time around. All right, coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, a little odds and ends. We're going to scatter shoot a little bit because there's so many other things that happened, I think, over the day that are worth mentioning that I want to make sure that we do that. We fill in some of the voids there. Some of the important stuff, like actually Craigslist, this is interesting because, boy, they fought this. If any of you have been on Craigslist, they fought the shutdown of the adult section, but they decided to make it permanent. They kept saying that it was okay and people knew how to use it. But because of the controversies, they decided to just flat out close it and make it permanent. So they won't have that anymore. They offered that, and they had so many people, so many law enforcement types and advocacy groups that said that they were facilitating prostitution, which is what, if you surfed around, you would see that there was quirky things on there. So they're not going to reinstate it. They just killed it, knowing that they were getting in the middle of things that were going to be tricky for them. Legally, I'm sure someone advised them to forget it, that they didn't want ads for escorts and massages and all that kind of stuff up there, because if something happened again, you know, who knows if someone would try to make them be liable for it. A little O&E, we're going to toss to it in the next section.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Some 9/11 fallout of a different sort. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about what about the workers that were there on the pile for so long, and we see that some of them have come up with terrible lung problems and had a lot of problems in trying to get their health in order, and it's cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's kind of like, you know, hey, here's the cold shoulder. Sorry, we told you it was safe, and whoops, I guess really wasn't that safe after all in breathing the air. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding survivors. Here's what Anthony Weiner had to say. He's one of the representatives from New York, and also Pete King on a new bill. Check it out.
There is zero space between Peter King and me on trying to get this done.
Do we believe what we said after September 11th or not? If we do, then we have no choice but to vote for this bill.
And this is the problem, the constant tug of war over what to do, how much money, because it's about the money again, and what the guys should get as far as what's happening
with their health, frankly, and how many have fallen. Sad, terrible, 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 ridiculous story. Because ultimately they should have been treated, they should have been told the right thing in the beginning. But here we go again. How can you turn your back on the people who need the help if they were there for hours on end, day after day, on what they called in New York the pile, trying to find people? I mean, come on, give me a break. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Oh, yeah, hi, Kate. The FBI report said that the murder rate in the United States has dropped in the past 10 years. Did you read that report?
I did see that. That came out a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, right. I just heard about it yesterday. Roughly 38 states have the death penalty and 12 don't. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, and Texas is one of them. The murder rate in Texas gone down?
The murder rate has gone down in Texas, yes. In some of the communities, you have to go, you know, from suburbs to cities because it changes a little.
But the overall,
yes,
for the whole state has gone down.
Yes,
and Texas still executes the odd murderer every once in a while, right?
Oh, absolutely, try and fry him.
Because up here in Canada, like in Canada, it's different. There's one law for the whole country. The federal government controls the criminal law. In Canada, in the United States, each state controls the criminal law, I think. And up here in Canada, we don't have the death penalty. And you know, the funny thing about the death penalty is the left wing always says that the death penalty is zero deterrent. Fear of the death penalty is no deterrent to criminals, right? That's what they say.
Yes, I hear it all the time.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now, just follow that through in the logic. If the death penalty is zero deterrent, the death penalty is the most serious penalty that the state can impose on an individual, right? It's the most extreme punishment that the state can inflict on a person, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, and so therefore, if it is zero deterrent, then lesser forms of punishment like fines and incarcerations would be less than zero. And if it's less than zero, it's negative. Therefore, according to the left, fines and incarcerations are a negative deterrent. If you follow that logic through, fines and putting people in jail or fining them instead of executing them is actually an incentive then. That's all crazy. And so therefore fines and incarcerations are an incentive to crime according to the left wing, if you want to be logical about it. And also, I honestly think that the government should have the death penalty on the books because it strengthens the bargaining position of the district attorney, right? If the DA has the death penalty, he can say, okay, we won't go for the death penalty if you plead guilty to non-capital murder, right?
Sure, yeah.
Doesn't that strengthen the bargaining position of the DA?
I think so, yeah.
Sure. I can't seem to get that through the head. Up here in Canada, we're trying to bring the death penalty back, but it's like uphill deal. And if you don't have the death penalty, what that means is that the murderers have more power than the state. A potential murderer can go out and murder somebody, but the state, he can go out and kill somebody, but the state cannot kill him. If there's no death penalty, that means that it is against the law for the state to kill a murderer. Therefore, the murderer has more power than the state. I could go out and murder somebody tonight, mm-hmm. And I know that the state couldn't touch me. All I would get was life. I'd get free room and board for the rest of my life. Mm. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, listen, I'm a proponent of the death penalty. I get slammed all the time. You know, my email will fill up from people who say, how can you play God? You know,
right.
What right do you think you have? I mean, there's all the arguments on the other side, but I agree with you. But
yeah.
I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth person. And
I think it should be done, never mind beyond a reasonable doubt. They say it should be beyond all doubt.
Yes.
The only time the death penalty should kick in is when there's absolutely no
yes.
doubt. When it's
yes.
an absolute, and I honestly think our prisons in the United States and Canada, our jails should be making money for the taxpayers. What I would do if I were the judge, I would say, I'll give you a choice. You can spend the rest of your life in jail doing hard labor, making money for the taxpayers, working 40 hours a day, paying back the taxpayers and compensation, or you can take a lethal injection now. You can spend the rest of your life in jail or take a lethal injection now. It's all up to you. And also, one other quick thing. I heard an interesting, you know how they name hurricanes, right? This
yeah.
is off the top of your, they always give hurricanes different names.
Yes.
There was a guy said that we should start naming hurricanes, like there's one after Democrats. The Democrats, we should name her that one out in the Atlantic now. He wants it to be called Hurricane Al Gore instead of Hurricane Igor. And he says the reason that hurricanes should be named after famous Democrats is that if you look at a hurricane on a weather map, they're always spinning to the left, right? They always spin to
the left. Bump, that is good. I'm stealing that from you, Al.
Yeah, Democrats, they're windy, they're harmful, and they spin to the left.
I love it. I'm taking that. I'm stealing that, Al, and I'm using that. Thank you. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I have to admit that was pretty good, Al.
That was good. That was a good one at the end, yeah.
And to the left. So, unfortunately, they can't drop off the planet, right? They just fade away. So. Hey, a couple of things for you, Kate. You know, you heard about this, they're going to pass this tax break for the businesses, right?
Yeah, small businesses, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I was listening to Obama a couple of weeks ago, or I guess it was a week ago, talking about it, and I said, you know, it makes sense, you know. Yeah, you got to get these small businesses going and hiring people, et cetera, and get the economy going back. And I said, well, what's the hubbub with the Republicans? Why are they fucking this? Well, it's real simple, okay? People have to understand, and I think you've heard me say this a zillion times on your program, that Republicans and Democrats do not care about you, America. All they care about is their power and their job, okay? And which side can beat the other at the next election and act like they're the smartest people in America, which they're not. And, you know, the reason the Republicans are stalling this is what's the worst possible thing that could happen to the Republican Party right now, Kate?
Is that the Tea Party candidates don't win their seats and they don't... have the majority in the House or the Senate.
Now, the worst thing that could happen to the Republican Party right now is for this economy to turn around and start booming.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that one, too. Mm-hmm.
Because if it does, then people are going to vote their pocket. Oh, hey, you know, all the stuff worked, and I'm making money, and everybody's happy, and the real estate and everything else is going back up, and the economy's rolling, and they don't need to change president. So the worst thing that could happen is for them, so that's why they've been in stall tactics trying to stop some of the stuff that possibly would help. And, of course, they sit there and say, drive up the deficit and everything. Well, flip the shoe, Kate, because just a few years back, you know, John McCain ran up to the Congress, and, you know, the senators, and said, what? Got to do something with Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac? They said, you know, these guys are going to destroy it, you know, they're going to go bust, and they're going to tear the economy up. And, of course, Obama was part of the guy that voted for that on the Senate committee he was on, and he voted against it because he said, hey, you know what? If he's right, then by the time 2008 rolls around, guess what? I'm going to be president. And
I got you. I'm listening. We lost you for a second. You dropped out there, but I got you.
They both do it to each other, you know. It's and the American people are held in between. Got one last thing for you because we're up against the minute here. The father got released from Iran. Now, supposedly these three people were students at Cal Berkeley. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
I have a cousin that's called Cal Berkeley right now. She's very smart, very bright girl, beautiful girl. Any case, she's definitely the prettiest one in the family. She was some queen at her high school.
Mm.
But in any case, though. I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, for such bright people like for this school, they've got to be some of the stupidest people on this planet. Why in the heck would you be out hiking anywhere close to Iran? You know, I'm thinking to myself, people got caught, you know, they got caught being allegedly in Iran, so, but I don't get the point. How many places, beautiful places in America, heck, go count Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, you know? What were they doing there in the first, you know, they act like I can just put you on this planet I want. Everybody else is supposed to go far for me because I walk into a cyclist country, you know? I mean, come on, Kate. Use a common sense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I said that when this first happened. Here's what the deal is. Thanks, Don. Here's what the deal is. They were in Iraq and they were doing, like, some kind of, not, kind of a peace mission thing, and they were there, and then that's what led them to go hiking, but it was a boneheaded move, no question. Stay with us.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back to America tonight, Kate Delaney. We're east, west, and all those spots in between. I want to say hi to Don, Joe, and Gabe listening to us in Scotland. I love that people are listening in Scotland. And also to our pal Christina in Sweden and Joe listening to us in Spain. Boy, I'm getting a lot of emails from people from other spots in the world, and I'm thinking, how they must just have Googled America, come across America tonight, but thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it. Anytime anybody wants to throw in their 2 cents from outside the borders or in, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to tell you about Homeland Security and who they've got on lists of terror threats. But before we do that, speaking of terror, Once again, he rears his ugly head, Amin Alzawahiri, talking about all kinds of things. And, you know, remember, this is a guy who now is this imam that people are following, who is an American and is like the snake that slithers around all over the place in the Middle East. And here's what he had to say in the latest clip that he put on Al Jazeera.
العقيدة العلمانية التي لا تتحاكم للشريعة وتنظر للإسلام على أنه مجرد شعائر شخصية لا تتعدى جدران البيت والمسجد. وانتشر بين الكثيرين اللجوء للقبور وعدم إخلاص الدعاء للمولى سبحانه وما يصحب ذلك من شركيات وبدع، مع أن المولى سبحانه وتعالى هو وحده الذي يضر وينفع ويرزق ويحيي ويميت ويهدي ويضل. يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعو.
Alright, do you understand what he was saying? Basically, I hate all of your Western ways. Allah Akbar. He didn't really throw that in there. But I'm going to go after every single one of you if it's the last dying breath that I take. It's just a recruitment tool trying to get people interested in the plight of Muslim brothers is pretty much what he said in the loose translation that somebody told me earlier in the day. And it's just more of the same propaganda that's being pumped out there, unfortunately, for all of us. It's like when you see the releases of Osama bin Laden, and it's just so infuriating. How was this guy so close to being caught or shot or killed, and it didn't happen? And I just can't help but think, walking in the shoes of somebody who lost their wife, their brother, their son, in the tragedy of 9/11, they have to, especially in the beginning, they had to really want to get bin Laden. They had to really want to know, because if you don't believe the story of what happened, they had to really want to know something. They had to really want somebody to be accountable for what happened. You couldn't help but feel that way. It's always different when it happens to you, when it's far away, you feel the pain for people. A lot of people in America who had no connection to any of the people wept openly. But how you deal with that and how you don't have that closure, I guess, because a lot of them didn't really get bodies, let's face it. And then they didn't really get the satisfaction from our government as to what happened in the chase, what's going on now, and the aftermath of 9/11. And then the latest thing is the Homeland Security with the terrorists, they've put some anti-tax protesters on the terror threats. And probably just a hair's breadth from throwing some of the Tea Party people on the list. There's an activist who thinks he was improperly included on the state terror threat list, and he's going for the jugular. He's going to file a federal lawsuit. The guy's name is Gene Stillup, and he's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And he's saying it's ridiculous what happened to him, and he feels like his rights are being trampled on, his constitutional rights. And Ed Rendell, the governor of Pennsylvania, said that he's embarrassed by the disclosure that state Homeland Security people included information about protesters on what was supposed to be a list of possible terror threats. And what the protester is saying is, you know what, being embarrassed just doesn't cut it, because the list included information on public hearings. It included all kinds of things on this, you know, on this list. And he's right. The harassment that he faced and some of the things that happened by being on the list was ridiculous. So, I mean, see, this is the problem. It's like when they have kids on the terror list. Remember the family who had the 7-year-old boy, I think, that was on the list, and they couldn't get him through the airport, and clearly here's the kid, and they go back and forth. And now they're fighting to try to get him off the list. And, you know, listen, how many of us screamed that there had to be some form of profiling? Nobody ever wants to say that word. They don't want to hear about it. But it's already going on. People already profile that are in the security business. And because we pussyfoot around everything, and they put some of the stuff together, it's amazing how, yes, there are people on the list that are that should be on the list, but how inaccurate it is at times, too, and how people have been caught up in this thing when they go to fly away somewhere that they can't, and it's obvious when you look at them that there's just no way, with the especially with the kid, there's just no way this kid who can't barely spell is on the list. It makes absolutely no sense, but, you know, that's the regulations. So, unfortunately, people get caught in this web, and it's happening more and more. All right, this is something that has to be pretty infuriating to easy for me to say, to people who this happens to. You know when you go to your mailbox and you're just praying it's a day where you're not going to get some outrageous bill for something you have no idea what they're talking about, or some overage crazy charge or whatever, and I know you know what I'm talking about, but health insurers are asking for a rate hike of more than 20% in Connecticut. I know we have listeners in Connecticut, for some plans, saying that the medical costs, hey, that's what it is, the medical costs and the health reform laws are the reason why. This is what so many people were warned about. They're citing the health reform, that we've got to jack up our rates because of the requests that we're going to get slammed with, and especially the changes are going to affect new businesses, and mostly in the individual market probably the most. So Aetna, for example, asked for an average 24.7% increase over last year for small group HMO plans. This is in Connecticut. And state regulators approved an average 18% for all of Aetna's small group plans and 14.2% for large group and middle market plans. So these are all the things that we told you were going to happen, whether you live in Connecticut or Illinois, or if you live in Iowa, wherever it happens to be, these are the kind of stories that are starting to get reported in your neighborhood. And which means ultimately what? That it gets passed on to you. It's like the old joke. I got an insurance card in my pocket, but I can't afford to pull it out, so I'm not going to go to the doctor anyway. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Oh, I've heard people say that. And with this huge increase, and what happens to the individuals? I don't know. I mean, the crazy thing with these fines, which I agree with the states that are suing on the constitutional basis, is I think that some people, if they get caught in it, they'll just pay the fine because it'll be cheaper than trying to shop around and get these supposed great rates that we kept hearing were going to be made available. So it's always about what's really underneath the surface. It's never about fleshing out what's – it's always about fleshing it out. It's never – about what you're served up, because there's always a story behind the story, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you have any thoughts on rates going up as far as insurance or some of the stuff that we just talked about, please flip me your emails at americatonight.net.